Where did the money go?
Yeah, that's the thing. Where'd the money go?
Where's the money? Hold up. Hey guys, it's Iz.
Hey guys, it's Notch.
Hey, it's Robin.
Hey, it's Carrie.
And today we're here with a wrap-up discussion of what happened last week. If you don't know, we all took a trip to the FlopCon that happened December 3rd in Georgia. And obviously, if you saw from Twitter, everywhere, basically, it didn't happen. So we're going to talk about piece by piece about the stuff that we've encountered or we saw or heard during our time there. Because once again, there's so many stories. And now you're about to get four point of views. So let's just start.
We got insider knowledge because Carrie.
Yeah.
Inside.
Yeah, so once again, this is not just us lying. This happened IRL. So we're going to start with Friday because that was when everything.
Actually, what if we start, Carrie, why don't you start before? Like,
yeah.
You were there like a couple of weeks, not there, but like you had.
We contact? Were, well, me and Manny got in on Sunday, but we didn't hear anything until Thursday night. It was like 10 or 11 p.m. I think we just got done watching Wednesday, actually. And so we get this email saying like, hey, be at the Sheraton at 1:30 tomorrow. And we were like, should we do this? Should we really do this? Like, it's almost midnight. We're tired. Should we really wake up, drive 40 minutes because we were in Covington and do this? And we were like, sure, why not? Maybe it'll be fun and we can meet some cool people. So that is where it started for us because it was a red flag that it was that late. And they were just now being like, hey, you're a volunteer, because we filled out the volunteer information like 2 months, 3 months before. So it was kind of like, really?
You didn't even know you were going to volunteer until literally like 2 days before.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Let me piggyback on that for the hotels, which leads into Friday. For the past few weeks, for the past few months, I've been a part of like the promoting, you know, the FlopCon or whatever. Obviously, you saw from my codes that I had everywhere. But within that, you know, insight of being in the group chat with everybody, there was this, you know, insight about the hotels. And every time, you know, for the past like few months, some people who purchased the hotel was like, hey, is there any like updates about hotel rooms? Are we going to get our number? Yada, yada, yada. And they kept replying with, oh, it's not really our fault. There's somebody at the Shelton Hotel who is not answering us or who's not responding or not giving numbers. We're waiting on them, which obviously becomes a continuous theme of it's never them, it's the company surrounding them, which had people be like, okay, well, cool. But it was fucked up because it was like October and November and these people were asking and they kept getting screwed over. To the point that they didn't even know where they were going to stay at. And, you know, obviously hotels and Airbnbs are getting more expensive because that's around the holiday where people are coming back home or they're going on break. So for them not to give any answers at all was very ridiculous. On that Friday, we went to go check in. Our Airbnb was like a 12 minute walk or so from the Shelton Hotel. They said to come in, check in around 6 o'clock. We get there around 6 o'clock, we walk in and we see some people obviously from that's going to be obviously at the con. They were standing there. We before we even got in there, we got an email 12 minutes before we even got out that we never saw that said that they pushed the check-in period to 7 o'clock.
No, we had Sabrina message us and say that they didn't pay the hotel.
Yeah, that they didn't pay the hotel. So me and my friend, I don't know if we can say your name, Pia, but we went in there and we saw that, you know, there were obviously a few of the members there and we go talk to them. We're like, hey, you know, we just got the email about the pushing back of the check-in. We want to know if everything's okay. And they were like, yeah, everything's fine. We're just going to plan to change the venue. We're planning to get shuttles to pick everybody up. You know, due to the hotel having sanitation issues and COVID issues, we're not going to be here, but everything's going to be worked out. Everything's going to be situated, I promise. while we're also hearing that people's hotels are still not checked in, which is like you're saying that's going to be fine for the con, but like
Alex,
people are still here.
Alex went in to talk about the hotel, and the hotel manager or whoever was to talk to literally said, "I don't know what they did with that money." But so, Carrie, when you showed up at 1:30, what happened?
So me and Manny tried to put like all the negative thoughts out, which looking back on it, they were just our intuition telling us like, hello. But we get there at 1:30. One of the interns takes us downstairs to like their bottom floor. And the main ballroom was supposed to be down there. And so was the karaoke party, because that was supposed to be Friday night. And at first, it was just kind of like introductions. Nothing felt off. They had snacks for us. They had t-shirts for us, which, whatever. Because they had the whole t-shirt competition or whatever. A white t-shirt with their logo and then volunteer in the most basic letters on the back. I spent 3 hours making t-shirts for that competition.
Yeah.
And all of my designs were better than that.
They just went with the cheapest option, which, mm-hmm. I mean, makes sense now.
Yeah. And at first we were kind of just like carrying boxes to like different locations, but then they finally like, okay, we're going to start stuffing packets. So if you recall, when you guys got there on Saturday, checking in, you're supposed to get this like manila envelope and all of your like square things were inside of it. So we spent the next 7 hours, because we didn't leave until 8, stuffing those packets. But the issue is nobody was taking charge. So they were like looking at this tiny little screen, and they were like scrolling in and they were like, I think you get this and this. And it took us like 10 minutes to just fill one of them. And because none of the information had been updated, it was wrong. So that's why everybody kept getting wrong things and have to go back into line and be like, none of these things are right. I changed all this stuff, or I emailed you my correct order, because someone had to manually put it into this Google Doc. But nobody did that, apparently. Also, the headcount was at 275 on Friday, because Manny and another volunteer, bless her heart, they spent an hour and a half writing out people's names on these envelopes to make sure that in the morning, even if it wasn't stuffed, because we didn't finish everybody's that night, even if it wasn't stuffed, they would have an envelope that would be like a placeholder for them. And they like put it in alphabetical order and they had it like sectioned off. And they just, at like 8 o'clock, they were like, you know, you guys should just go home. We're pushing everything off till the morning, because we were supposed to decorate the karaoke room. And so we were like standing outside the doors, blowing up balloons. And it was so weird, because it was like, why can't you get into this room? When were you supposed to be let in? And they're like, 3. And I was like, it's 6. Like, that's a long time to not be let in somewhere. Like, something's obviously wrong. Either you're not scheduled, or like the room's not yours. There should be no reason that we weren't let into that room to decorate. And so when they were like, we have to cancel because the hotel is being a stickler, and they were telling us these lies too, like the volunteers, they were literally lying to our faces while we were helping them by saying that the hotel wasn't being like in accordance with their whatever. And so they have to cancel everything and just push it all till the next day. And they're like, don't worry about it. We'll have the karaoke party, and then we'll do the, what was the party on Saturday night?
The cocktail?
Yeah. It was then supposed to be karaoke, then cocktail, and then whatever. So it was kind of a shit show, honestly, just watching everybody run around frantically. This one girl, because when people started coming in at like 5 or 6, when registration was supposed to start, crying. Every person that had in their name, crying. It was like, we had to buck up and go out there and be like, hey guys, like, please, like, this is what's going on. We'll answer your questions. And it took like over an hour to get some of the higher ups downstairs to to actually deal with something because they were all freaking crying. And one of them was like, oh, I have a migraine, so I have to go lay down. It's like, okay, I understand like medical issues and stuff. But regardless, if this is your company, you have to like stand up in a business standpoint. Like people paid to be here. They have every right to be pissed off.
Yeah.
And so we watched them handle that from like a distance, like kind of like keeping ear in. We're like, okay, like whatever, something fell through. Another red flag. But again, we ignored it. Lovely. And then they didn't even tell us that the event space was changing. They're like, go home. We'll see you tomorrow morning. Because me and Manny actually weren't supposed to volunteer on Saturday. We just signed up to do Friday. And we were kind of like, you guys seem really, really behind. We want to help if that makes sure this like convention goes on for the people that paid for it. Because as much as we want it to go good, we also want everybody else to enjoy it. And so they're like, oh my God, that would be so nice. Thank you. So we're like, cool, we'll just volunteer in the morning. Because we had bad feelings at that point. We're kind of like, well, if this goes down, at least we'll have more information than not.
Yeah, you were.
But that was our Friday. Practically. Yeah,
like we came back after, like for that hour from 6 to 7, we went to the Ferris wheel. We was walking around and we came back and nothing really changed. Like no, I think most of the members were already gone. So we literally just walked back to our Airbnb. We stayed up to like 11 or 12, to see if we're going to get any updates about the venue, which we did. It was like 11, like late 11 or mid 11. And it was like, oh yeah, we're moving to this venue. Which is, it was basically like a damn near gym stripper club. They spelled the name completely wrong. And they also said that they had a schedule about things that would be updated at the exact moment.
And Ben wasn't even on the schedule.
Ben wasn't on there. And I was the first one to say like, hey guys, I don't think Ben's going to make it. And they're like, what? And I was like, Ben is not on the list. And they were like, well, maybe they're like still updating it. We haven't given faith until like the Saturday morning. We're like, okay, well, maybe they'll add Ben's, you know, because whatever. Ben never came.
And they announced that night too.
Yeah, like they had everybody else on the list but Ben. They had Courtney's information about her photo ops, whatever she was doing, whatever, but yada yada. They had all her stuff, photo ops with like her and like Elijah or whatever it was. And we were like, so why is Ben not there? Whole time, Ben, Riley, and Bianca was going to show up and they were never going to tell us. But we looked up the hotel, we looked up the venue, and we were like,
I was keeping a certain somebody updated about what was going on. I'm not going to name that person because I don't want to like put their business out there. But, and I was messaging them about the venue, and the first thing that they said was like, this looks like a freaking strip club. Like there was poles in the middle of the,
either
like
that or we're going to get murdered there.
And she said that it wasn't a good area. And that's kind of when we were like,
you know what's really funny though, is every single one of us in that apartment had a horrible night's sleep Friday night. It was as if we all knew.
Yeah. And we talked to other fans, some other hand-ins that were like after the FlopCon happened, and they were like, yo, we did had a hard sleep too. Like we were sleeping. Like, and it was like, and the heat, like it was hot as fuck. Like we were tossing and turning at night. My hair like completely like was like getting fuzzy before anything, and then it got fuzzy while I was outside the FlopCon. It was not good. Like everything was like the sleep was not good, and we knew because we literally woke up early as fuck to get ready for this. And you know, like the con literally, if you see pictures and videos, which I have videos on my phone, it literally was three rooms. And I want y'all to stay with me on how would a cocktail party, a panel, and photo outside autographs would work in three rooms. One was basically small as hell. There was the entrance room, and then it was the room that everybody was in. And none of those rooms had anything. So keep that in mind when we talk about Saturday.
And across the street was a doggy daycare and a used car dealership or something, and that's where they were holding the cast.
Yeah, and they had us park over there. So that Saturday morning, this is where the con starts, December 3rd. Last night in the email, it said to come at around 10:30 or 10 o'clock.
10 o'clock.
yeah, so everybody's up, everybody's awake at like 6, 7, we're all getting ready, we're getting our, you know, our outfits together, making snacks because we don't know if we're going to get fed there, so we want to be, we have food, whatever. We get there, we're like the first people to get there. We see some of the members out.
We were
some
of the kids. Security guards.
Yeah, we thought we saw like this one.
The first person we see is Chris comes out of the shed that they were holding them in. And so he's walking in and he comes out with like some sort of like glass of like a cup of something. And which we'll get to that kind of situation later about what we kind of figured or what we kind of learned. And about how they treated the cast as well.
I think Carrie has a good thing about that because the snacks that you had said for the karaoke.
Mm-hmm. So those snacks that were our snacks for being volunteers went through like 5 iterations. So there were our snacks as volunteers on Friday night. They're supposed to be then change over be the karaoke snacks on Friday night. And then on Saturday, they changed over and they were the like VP bag snacks. And then again later, they changed over and now we're the snacks for the cast members.
Now, guys, keep in mind when we say snacks, we mean small bags of Cheez-Its and Rice Krispies.
And gum. I took a picture of how many stuff there were. We'll probably insert it later if I'll send it to Robin. But they gave us like 2 bags of Cheez-Its, 3 or 4. Well, in my bag it was 3 or 4 Rice Krispie Cheez, 2 to 3 gums, and then like these 2 like I got it right next to me. These little as like tissue bags, tissue packs. But before we even get into what the con was, I gotta go back to the beginning. We pull up, there's 2 to 3 security guards, which we thought, we were like, oh shit, like this company got some security guards, like I'm shocked. Because if I recall, I told them a couple months ago about somebody making some threatening like things to one of the cast members, and they're like, oh yeah, we're gonna get security, whatever. So I was like, okay, cool, they got security. We pull up and they're like, okay, park across the street to the doggy care, whatever it was. We're the first ones there. We get in line. We're seeing some, you know, obviously some other members of the street team that I was a part of. We see the cast, we see the company go into the room. That's when we noticed Chris. By that time, I think somebody did an Uber and called up some drinks because they were like, somebody picked up this like 4 container of like this orangish drink. Mm-hmm. And that was what Chris came across the street from and got. If you don't know a building where we're talking about that they came from, it was just like yellowish, small-ass building, and then obviously a building next to it, and it's like a gateway. So they were over there in this area, coming back and forth with these security people. We get in line, and one of the people, the head, that's denying that they were the head, they came out and was like, oh my God, y'all guys are early. We told you guys to come out 11. We told you guys to be here by 11. You said 10 o'clock or so in the email. That was the first slide that we're like, okay, well, whatever. We stayed outside for like a good, like almost 45 to an hour. Like we were outside and everybody was like pulling up in cars, Ubers. So clearly they lied about the shuttles. There was no shuttle in sight. The people that we were talking to were talking about how they felt weird about the con happening because of miscommunication and how there was no shuttles and how they had to deal with the hotels. So people were already like getting in there, like how weird it is. The members of the con, they come out giving up long posters as opposed to these signs or whatever, and then we're still outside. We're looking around, the line is proceedingly getting longer and longer and longer, which already was kind of confusing me because I even did like a somewhat head count of the seats purchased because I thought that there were some seats in the con, and I think I counted around like maybe 100 to like 150 of seats purchased, right? So I was like, okay, well, it's not gonna be that many people. We kept turning around within the longer we waited. It was exceeding almost like damn near past like the building way. The security people were not, they didn't even say they were doing their job, which why I kept questioning to myself because the security people were talking to each other. They were talking to some of us, like they weren't really doing their job and they barely were paying attention to the cash because we easily saw Chris walk back and forth like, and he like waved or whatever. We finally go inside. They just, like, you know, there was security at the door that was checking our bags to make sure that we weren't carrying anything. We go, we see like there was a table on the side with like merch. We see that there's two main tables, which is like the VIP check-in and then the standard check-in, and just balloons with 85,000 mirrors surrounding us and a big ass pole just standing there. You look to your right, there's like a small hallway that goes to like this main room, an empty room. It's like a door right here to the bathroom. You got a water fountain right there, and then the big room that everybody else was in if you see videos. So I'm like, yeah, I'm like, all mirrors. I'm like, how is this working out? There was no chairs in the main room, any of the rooms. So once you came from standing outside, you were standing inside. Everybody was going for VIP check-in, to be honest. Like they were doing like small, like maybe like 5 or 6 people per in the beginning before it started raining. But they clearly did not take anything into consideration. We were the first ones in, and we all had travel passes, which meant that we all had everything. The only thing that we had to manually change was Elijah's stuff and Courtney's stuff, because once again, Jenny didn't come. Yeah, because Jenny didn't come, Leo didn't come, Bianca didn't come, Riley didn't come. Once again, it didn't make no nonsense about Riley and Bianca. Like, we would assume that they were still coming, but they didn't count or calculate anything. You had the names in order, but they were still messing up. You had to check your own folder because they forgot some stuff. For me, they forgot my cocktail party ticket. They gave me 4 cards from a Tribrick pass. They gave me 2 Amono things and 2 Chris things. There was no Danielle. There was no Bianca, Riley, Leo, or anybody else you would think would have been a part of my Tribrick stuff. So people had to keep going from the VIP to the standard. Like, it was just a rotation. And then the line wasn't moving fast enough, so they had to start bringing people in because it started raining. So we were getting into a closed space.
So before we continue more with that, let's go over to back to Carrie's side, because she was on the inside while we were all waiting outside. And that kind of ties in with the whole, like, you guys were stuffing packages on Thursday or whatever, and then
basically, so we get there 8 a.m 7:38 on Saturday morning at the dance studio, and there's people from the studio there, and then there are some security guards, and the security guards were like getting prepared, they were putting their radios on or whatever, and we walk in. There's just nothing but like some cardboard boxes. And we're like, what do you need? And some of their, they love this word. They called them leadership. Some of their leadership people were just sitting on computers in this little like waiting area. Like, you know where the front desk is?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They're like right there. There was a handful of chairs and they're just like typing away. It was like, what are you doing? Like, nothing is done. So they're like, we're going to decorate. So the balloon arch you were referring to, me, Manny, and this other volunteer girl, we made that at like 8 a.m. Just sitting there like blowing up all these balloons, trying to shove it in. Like, I've never made a balloon arch before. Didn't know where we were going to put it. Because registration was originally going to be in the other big room. We had all the tables in there and all the stuff in there. And so we had to pick up the tables and put it in the other room and then decorate. And I see 2 speakers in that big room. And I was like, okay, I know how to do AV stuff. It's my job. It's what I do. I've done it for years. I have a degree in it. So I walked up to one of the leadership people and I was just like, hey, do you need someone to do AV and run the panels? And, you know, I could do that because I was looking at the schedule they sent out and I was like, okay, none of the panels interfere with something that I want to do. And they're like, oh my God, that would be amazing. So I spent the next like hour and a half, like fixing this dance studio's microphones because they're old. It's a dance studio. They don't use microphones.
Yeah.
So I just set all of that up. And while I'm doing that, Manny was in the main room, like getting prepared for people to come in for registration. And they're all freaking out because Manny was like, he felt so bad. He was like, I swear, I wrote everybody's name down last night. Why are there like missing envelopes and how is it not in order? Apparently, in the time that we had left and the time that we showed up, the higher up people of the FlopCon grabbed and started trying to organize it by pass, and then didn't tell anybody they did that. So it was completely disorganized from there. So we were all looking through alphabetically when people started coming in and being like, okay, this name isn't here. So either it wasn't there because now it's misplaced, or it's not there because it doesn't exist.
Right.
So it was just a frantic, like, scramble. And everybody at the tables checking people in, two of them were actually from the company.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, and
everybody else was a volunteer or an intern.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I felt... And...
You can go ahead.
I felt super bad for the interns because they didn't know as much as, like, we. So at, like, a point in the day, I was like, either I'm now an intern or they're volunteers. Like, it was absolutely crazy how little information anybody had. And if you went up to anybody, they'd be like, oh, that's not, like, my department. I don't really have that power. It's like, it's your event. You have
that power. I heard that quite often because Alex and I had pre-ordered our autographs so that we didn't have to bring any with us because we were both flying and we didn't want to, you know, have to deal with that. And when I showed up to go pick up our autographs, none of the ones that I had ordered were there, any of the poses I had ordered. And I was told, oh, that's not my department. They're coming later. And I'm like, coming later? Autographs are supposed to start in like an hour. What do you mean they're coming later?
In the volunteer room, they had another member trying to order prints in that moment. Cause literally someone came in and was like, okay, do I buy all of these and like have them pre-rush for the next like hour? Cause they can have it done by noon. And I was like, you're literally trying to buy prints right now. The event is happening.
Yeah.
Also the coffee, what you saw was coffee. They brought in, I think it was Panera. They brought in bagels and like 8 coffee drinks. And Chris came over and came into the volunteer room and grabbed a cup of coffee and then left. But it was kind of like, there wasn't enough for everybody. There wasn't any, like, they didn't indicate that the volunteers could have food or anything because we didn't eat all day. We did all of that stuff and didn't eat all day because they didn't offer anything to us. I mean, they offered you guys lunch was an option for like Tribe and Pass members, right?
Yeah, but I didn't see any lunch.
Mm-hmm.
We brought lunch for ourselves because we were like, we didn't know if anything was going to happen. But listen, like, guys, the con gets worse because then the volunteers and interns start to spaz at the desk. Not all. There was one that was, you know, once again, the pressure and everybody, like, you know, asking questions from all ends. They got up and like was kind of frazzled.
Also,
and like they,
this isn't us saying anything bad about the volunteers. We're just saying the stress they were put under.
Yeah, this is us
expressing. Yeah, we're not dissing the volunteers. This is the stress they were put under.
This was all the pressure that wasn't even really supposed to be on them. Like, the volunteers took all the pressure from these members that made the con because no one was telling them anything, to the point that people were asking the volunteers and interns stuff about the con because they didn't know what's happening and they were getting frizzled, to the point that everybody kept going to the people at the check-in and was like, hey, I'm missing this and this and this out of my packet. So you can only imagine hearing like 3 people at the table telling you you're missing, that you're missing something, and then having to write stuff down because some of those check-ins wasn't even finished. There was no Courtney one, so they had to write manually on it.
Post-it notes. There was post-it notes.
There were also post-it notes. I was about to pull mine off from my closet, but like Courtney had
like that.
And I was like, Elijah had to be written on a sticky note.
I was trying to be very understanding to the volunteers because I know it wasn't their fault. Like, I was trying to be very respectful. Because I understand that as volunteers, like, you guys are being put into the situation where, you know, it shouldn't be you guys in that situation. It should be them because they're the ones running the con. So, like, I wasn't upset at any of the volunteers, maybe except for one. But anyways, that's besides the point. the volunteers all, you know, you guys all did amazing with what you were given.
But yeah, the volunteers were basically the ones that was basically carrying the con at this point, because they were able to keep themselves together. And one of them was even like eating while working. Like, you can tell they weren't getting fed because they were eating while working, trying to obviously stay nourished while working. And they were, you know, everybody kept going in line. Some people were brought to like other rooms to wait because it was so compact between always since it started raining and everybody came in. You know, the security people vanished, to be honest. They like stayed outside or like maybe went across the street, dealt with the, you know, the people. I just know that we're paid. Yeah, like we kept going in line because some of us were missing stuff each time. We had to keep changing things because we lost some of the guests weren't showing up.
Alex
a lot. And then so we all went to like this main room, which is the main room you see all over Twitter. And we noticed, which is hilarious because GoWatch was like, fuck. The company was like, yeah, we're gonna go, we're gonna go to a better venue. And we went from a 5-star venue, which they lied and said was not like good. This hotel was made for cons.
A dance studio that had two toilets beside each other without a fucking wall.
And a stripper pole.
Had one bathroom with two toilets, no divider, and was it two sinks too?
Yeah, no, whatever that was. It was one sink. It was buddy toilets. You had to go with your best friend and hold hands.
It was one toilet. I mean, one bathroom. Yep. One bathroom that was going to hold 200 people in a good place. And also, before we even get into what the company lied about, they said that the reason why the Shelton Hotel didn't work out was because of COVID stuff and restrictions. And so why the fuck did the person behind me that I talked to wasn't vaccinated at all? So did they not post anything on the crowd pass and was able to get in? Because you literally put the cast at risk because you said that everybody's going to have to take vaccinations, have at least one dosage, but yet people are coming here unvaccinated, which I knew was going to happen. Before the con even got really developed, so many people that was in the street team, asked them how were they going to take, you know, COVID serious and how were they going to do it? And it made it sound like they were going to do, oh yeah, we're going to have the vaccination card, blah, 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 blah. So why did somebody literally near me didn't even, they were going to vaccinate?
I think that was mandatory for the cast. Is out of respect for the cast, you had to have your negative COVID test and vaccinations, because they have to get tested all the time if they want to work, right? So it's not even us, it's them. These were the safety precautions that this company was supposed to provide for the cast in order for them to do this con.
Literally. And you know what? I'm going to pull up the COVID thing because of it. While they changed the website, it said our priority is safe convention experience for our guests, attendees, and staff. To see our current health and security protocols, please check the link. It says, in order to protect the health and safety of our guests and attendees and staff, we implemented the following protocol. This policy is based off of CDC guidelines and will be routinely reviewed. All attendees 12 or older must have proof of 2 dosages of COVID-19 vaccinations. Attendants under 12 who are not vaccinated must wear masks or face covering during event space. They were not wearing masks, I promise you. And they said that if you have a negative test, whatever, you'll be, and gotta be before, you know, 24 to 48 hours, whatever. And you have to upload it onto, you know, vaccination, whatever. There was no mask at all. There was none in sight. It's not for a few who wore it on their own. But like, the people that we were talking to, they were unvaccinated, didn't have a mask at all.
But we all did our COVID tests like the day before. Yeah. We all sat in a circle, you know, shoving things up our noses like a, you know, friend group bonding experience.
Literally. And we all came negative. But we also brought masks just in case. I brought a mask just in case as well. But once again, we assumed that there wouldn't be that many people and the place would have been big to where we didn't have to be that close to people. But we were fucking packed like sardines in that building.
Yeah.
So we end up, once again, once we got done, we went to the big room, and it was no seats, there was no anything, there was no microphones or nothing, there was just another room of mirrors and stuff like that. There were a few chairs, maybe like 15 to 20 on the far left.
We weren't allowed to use those, because that was the dance studio's chairs, and they were like, we weren't contracted to do chairs, so it's through another company, and they kept telling us, the higher-ups were like, oh, they're going to be here at noon. They're going to be here at 1. They're going to be here at 2. Just be ready to, like, grab chairs and, like, start setting up. They never came.
And these people were sitting down. We were sitting on the floor or standing, which meant that we were standing for, like, 3 to 4 hours. Let alone that we came at 7 or 8. Oh no, we came like around like 8 or 9. So we've been standing for a good like maybe 4 to 5 hours by the time we finally got before we finally left. Everybody was packed from the hallways to the smaller room to the main check-in room to the room that everybody sees on social media. Everyone was packed. And everybody, some people sitting down, some people going back and forth, some people going to the bathroom. You got parents like getting mad and irritated about why long it's taking. We assumed that everybody was getting checked in, we were done. We found out that some people weren't even really checked in at all. Like anybody could have carried a knife or anything, and basically like safety wasn't taken into consideration. We were hearing whispers about how they didn't pay for the venue, just like how they didn't pay for the hotel venue, that people were telling them they had to get out. And then you have people who didn't even watch the show do damage control while the company is MIA. I've never seen this company go MIA in my life. They came, they were outside when we came up, and once like a few people started to get outside and they handed out the posters, they vanished. Like they must have hidden that back door and never came out. Because the only people we saw was the ones selling the merch.
I remember I remember sitting in that room and a mom running in and going over to her group, which wasn't far from us, going, they're in that room right now yelling, the owner's yelling about how they need to pay him or he's going to call the cops. The event is canceled. Everyone, like, we're all going to be kicked out or whatever. And I was just like, what the...
Yes. And for people who's defending them and deriding, they did threaten to call the police. And they also did not pay the venue. So
and there wasn't cockroaches in the hotel.
There wasn't cockroaches in the hotel. There wasn't sanitation issues because now they're about to get sued for defamation.
See, I felt really bad as like a volunteer because then I hear these people like saying all these rumors and stuff. And I had the option to just let it go, or I had the option to try to crowd control. Because to me, it was about to get really dangerous if everybody started panicking because yeah. They were like, it's canceled, but it wasn't like real information yet. So I started telling people, I was like, as of right now, all we know that everything's pushed back. That's all we know. And I was trying to console people to calm them down because I didn't want mass panic because the volunteers are the only people that were in charge at this moment. And if I have to deal with the stampede, I'm going to die. I'm not going to die for these people.
Because Naj was right. At one point, all of that company's people just like fucked off.
Yeah.
They literally vanished. Like there was none of them in sight except for the merch stuff. And even like, and people are already like hounding them for like stuff to buy, whatever. The picture that we were buying weren't even there. Like they were saying, oh, they didn't even have like a bank near them. They were like, oh yeah, if you want to buy pictures, just Venmo us at this. Like anyone could have lied and said they Venmoed and got pictures. Like it was just so ridiculous, so bewildering. Everybody was in there. You got this random person who don't even watch the show doing some trivia. Don't even get me pissed on the trivia part. Like you can tell they were definitely only knowing things through Twitter because why are you bringing Rome into Legacies when he only showed up one damn time? Yeah. So they had trivia. You know, people weren't even enthused. People was answering, but you know, people were irritated by how long they were waiting. We waited for like a good while. I know that some of us were walking back and forth, hearing stuff. People were like walking out, crying, taking a smoke break, saying that this con is not going to happen. Some people were like, some parents. I heard a parent when I was walking out the bathroom talk about how, you know, they about to start complaining because nothing is happening and they're not going to keep sitting here waiting. Like, and a lot of parents were getting mad. A lot of parents came for their kids, and you hear people saying like, "Oh my God, is it going to happen? Is it going to work out?" And then obviously with the rumors of like the police calling, whatever, we heard that some of the security took off their badge and dipped. We saw with our own eyes, one of the guys that showed up, and as soon as we pulled up, him walking from across the street with a suitcase and he dipped and he was gone. I don't know if that was going to be the DJ or whatever, but that guy pulled up and dipped. Now, I don't know if that was maybe the guy that talked about how they didn't pay for the venue, but he was there in some fancy suit and then he left.
How about the fact that the photographer they had hired was a student?
And it was one thing, right?
One person is supposed to do all of these photo ops.
Yeah, all these photo ops were like, and the schedule was already messy enough because some of the photo ops were like back to back to back. So this person was going to do photo duels, then singulars for each cast member. That made no sense. And like for them to be like, oh yeah, we're gonna do karaoke. There was no karaoke build up. There was no set. There was no panel made. There was no chairs. There was no cocktail party. Like, there was no tables, except for like three or two that they had for check-ins and buying merch. Like, you knew this kind of wasn't going to happen. Like, were we going to stand up while the cast were going to be standing up too? Like, that makes no damn sense at all. But between that, we were just hearing stuff like about what was happening about behind the scenes, and we didn't believe it. Like, we were like, what? Like, there's no way that the police didn't do this. Oh, they didn't pay for this venue either. Like, we were just listening to people talk like for a good minute, and then afterwards, I remember hearing one of the volunteers come in and was like, "Everybody, gather up, back up, back up. We got the security that's not even paid. They're not even paid security for the con. They just helped, basically volunteered. They were like, everybody, back up, move along the wall. And if you can see by the video, nobody listened." No one moved a muscle. They said, get away from the mirrors, get away from the doors. And those people, if you look at the video, basically circled the cast. The cast came through. They came through to basically do the damage control of the company, because the company literally, they left.
The company dipped.
And they dipped in the back room.
The unpaid cast had to come out and do damage control.
They were not paid. The cast and venues and everybody was not paid. So I know you're like, what? Let's sidetrack and let's break away from this con. We've known this company for almost a year plus. They've done, when we noticed them, we're like in the summer of last year. They've done Julian the Phantoms. They've done other shows before year we three. Noticed them, season three.
They did so other legacy stuff, yeah.
Yeah, they did legacy stuff in like June, because when we noticed the season three that was coming in at October. Technically, like, yeah, like a year or so ago. That's when we noticed about legacies. But when they were doing legacies before, they had other cons that they were doing, which we didn't really hear complaints about. So they've been building up money. They didn't stop doing cons nonstop. It was the Julian the Phantoms. It was the
season. And like afternoons.
It was afternoons. It was the get ready with Danielle. It was the Valentine's Day. Like, they kept doing consecutive cons. So they had money to be built up. Obviously, Danielle being their main moneymaker, but yet they had no money to pay.
That's what pissed me off the most, is that, you guys know, I'm protective over Danielle. I'm protective over the whole cast, but specifically Danielle. And the fact that they used her name as, like, the main thing to draw attention just pisses me off even more.
Exactly. The cast, literally unpaid. Cordy took a red-eye flight to get there overnight.
And we've been...
For nothing to happen.
Leading up to this con, there were people who were still missing autographs. Like, Iz is still missing her Quincy autograph from October of 2021. People are missing KB autographs or videos. We had nothing on Danielle's personalized video that was supposed to be in July.
She doesn't know.
Yeah, she doesn't know about them. She didn't even know about the personalized videos. There's like Ella Hunt autographs. There's Amelia Eve autographs or whatever, to the point where Amelia had to send her own autographs to fans who were missing autographs.
Yes. And also, we didn't expect them to do worse than FearCon. FearCon was supposed to be a specific Fear Street Con. But since, you know, the show, obviously, the fandom obviously kind of died down a little bit, and obviously just having three guests would not just be suffice for a con, they decided to branch off and do other shows that are in the horror spectrum.
They need more money, because your con was going to be a flop.
So they decided to do, like, 7 to 9 guests within, like, a week or two before the event.
And then they canceled 9 of them before.
And canceled all of them. We don't know if anybody from the FearCon got the refunds. I know that there were some few Stranger Things people. There were a few.
Actors were calling them out before FearCon, we should have known.
Yeah. They were definitely calling them out. There was one of them made a Tumblr post, which I guess people didn't know that that was their identity on Tumblr, because some of the fans were trying to defend
Leadership volunteers were defending this company way back then too.
Yeah. So people were defending this company, even though we know inside now, and it's not looking good for them. But anyways, they were defending this company, even though this company's been doing wrong. And then we should have known that stuff was going to be wrong when Jenny released a statement about how she canceled a month before, and they were still selling Jenny tickets.
That tweet came out Friday night, and we were stuffing envelopes when it happened, and they were fucking pissed. They were like, I can't believe she would say something like this. And I was like, I'm just finding out about this. You're in the wrong.
Yeah.
And they wouldn't take accountability at all. They were just completely appalled that she would say something like that so passive aggressively. And I was like, she has every right to say something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, like they literally, she told them a month ago, like,
they were being called out for their actions, and they didn't want to be. Because they kept thinking, because even after it came out, that dance studio, the owner of the dance studio had been making posts on Facebook, and he had said that Matt, the main person, was in his office bawling her eyes out, begging him to do the con, and she would just pay him after.
Yeah, there's a whole ass like Facebook screenshot, which you can find on the internet, that was fully dissecting everything that happened. But yeah, it was like they were trying to postpone paying until like the end of the event, which can be
a bit to the hotel. And the hotel.
Yeah, and they said lies. Like, they literally don't take accountability. Even to this day, they're blaming the venue, they're blaming the hotels, they're saying don't believe in rumors with that passive aggressive ass email.
We're not doing any social media because that's where things get skewed or whatever.
Yeah, and let's be honest, like, they are liars because they got scared off of Twitter. And they became social more on Instagram because of the toxicity of Twitter, because people were calling them out every time they tweeted about refunds.
So I want to know, Carrie, from your side, like, what, well, we were all speculating because we have our own story, but what was yours on that day? Like what was kind of like the thing going on with the volunteers, like the whisperings and stuff like that?
So I get the microphone set up. They get the registration stuff set up. I don't even really remember what time they started letting you guys in. But
past 10:30 at least, maybe closer to 11.
So it was probably like 11 they started letting you guys in. And during that time, we were just kind of like, what's going on? Like, we were doing very small, intricate things of, like, moving a box here or double-checking if this was okay. And finally, we started letting people in. And I was one of the first people to actually look for an envelope. And I was like, I can't find it. I just checked this 5 times. And that's when it just, like, went extremely downhill very fast. So they had 2 leadership people in each line checking people in, and one of them was doing like refunds and stuff, and it was taking forever because they weren't actually checking to see if they could sell. So it was like, oh, I really want, like, they were handing out Danielle hangouts like it was like free, and it was like, you don't even know how many people here, because I'm pretty sure like majority of people were Tribrid pass holders.
Yeah.
And so it's like, okay, you're going to have all of those people in the front rows. Like, when does it become like they're practically like they've overbought, you know?
I thought it was a limit to like how many tower passes there were, but clearly there weren't.
They didn't limit anything. And that was the issue. It was like, you need to basically like be like, okay, this is definitely sold out. We can't exchange this for this because it's sold out. Like, too many people are going to be at this and it won't be a good time. Also, on that Friday night, the headcount was 275. The dance studio, if you can Google how many people it holds, it's 150. And so that means they would have had to lie to him saying, we don't have that many people coming. It's probably about 100. 350 people showed up.
Yeah. And you also can keep into consideration, once again, you got to like go deep diving, but there was a website where you can register the seats to use at the Shelton Hotel, and it was like you can count how many people got the Tribrid pass, which was a lot compared to the other seats, which meant that clearly 100 people were able to buy the Tribrid pass, but we thought it was going to be a limited amount. So yeah, and then plus between the Tribe of Pez, people can buy Danielle bundles and stuff like that. So not only was they overselling Danielle and Tribe of Pez, but they're also overselling Hangouts, because you can buy a Hangout individually, you can buy a Hangout through the Danielle bundle, then you can buy a Hangout through the Tribe of Pez or the Tea Time. Hell, there wasn't even no tea to be made. Like, they were just selling everything. And the fact that they never took accountability even to this last day, blaming Jenny for not allowing them to keep buying, getting money out of her name, to blaming hotels, to blaming the venue, to blaming lies of people's speculation, and having like these little mouses run around and defend them while they vanish. It is ridiculous. And it only gets worse, because when the cast comes, once again, no safety was ever given to the cast, because they were literally completely surrounded. I have videos that I recorded, but I was in the way back. When I said the way back, I was in the back of a fucking herd. You may see my arm just like flinging up in the air, because I was trying to see what was happening. I couldn't see shit. I was in the back. People were yelling and screaming, hype. You know, Danielle was obviously emotional. Like, she literally said, "Stop, guys. She will make me cry," because somebody said, you know, they loved her. And I don't think they realized how many people were there, because they mentioned, "Yo, let's go to the tavern and maybe we can meet some of you." Like, the cast wanted to make it up to us so badly that they put their, basically, their safety at risk to meet us at a tavern, which is like near Conroots. Which is in Congress. And the fans, most of the fans ran to go there first. So that, like, we were in there for
a couple. It was a bad idea to begin with.
It was a bad idea from the start. Like, if you like watch some of the cats, they were like probably bewildered that Elijah probably said, like, you know, let's do that. But most of the people ran to the car and dipped off and already drove there. While we stayed, because once again, we're like, we couldn't leave. Like, our car was like, Izzy's car was basically like parked on all ends, so we couldn't leave regardless until we found out who was parking in front of us. So we were just stuck there waiting while everybody else was outside. Everybody's like trying to figure out what's going on, because once again, the company didn't tell us that the con was over. The people did. Like, we didn't even get an official it's canceled. Like, the one of the volunteers was like, yeah, the company has an announcement. It was not the company, it was the cast. The cast who came across the street half empty with food to give an announcement, even though they were probably pissed and angry and fucking.
Well, the cast didn't have to. Honestly, the Legacies cast is so stand up. Like, they're just such good people, and the fact that they in a crowd of angry people came over to try to mend things and try to make people feel better really shows you how classy they are.
Yeah. And to put it aside and, like, not trash the con, the company, which should be trash, the con put the cast at risk as well, because some people stayed against their welcome to get pictures, and they weren't supposed to. Like, the cast was supposed to leave, and they were still getting bombarded with pictures left and right.
You could see that it was, like, the company's way of trying to get the cast in there and, like, take pictures so they could basically say
they completed the con.
That they completed it. And yeah. While we know, like, we have a little bit more information on that, which we're not going to share, like, that side of, like, the whole thing, but, like, they were
trying. There was no escape for the cast.
Yeah.
There was no escape. Depending, like, how the room was, there was, like, a little door, which is where the company definitely hid at, and they definitely kept them closed in, because regardless of anything, people stayed out in that place. People were staying out surrounding the building, and then people went back to that check-in room because they assumed that the cast would go that way and they can get pictures. So the cast was literally stuck and, you know, clamped in this room to where they had to take pictures with certain people, to where people that, like, and the company did its job. I'll give them props, because people on the internet is like, the con happened because I saw pictures. So they're making it seem like they did fulfill the con, but they haven't. So once again, everybody went to Tavern and Conyards, the fans, everybody's like trying to get Airbnb's Ubers back home. Everybody's crying or, like, you know, just conflicted. People think there's going to be Hulk. People are getting pictures when they're not supposed to. People are literally holding the celebs' luggage, waiting for them to finally get out, while the security guards are MIA, barely doing their job. It was a mess. And it only gets worse when you find out that they didn't buy some of this shit. Like, the cast was here on their own lonesome.
They didn't even put the cast up in, like, hotels or anything like that, or they'll pay for their trips or or feed them or give them water or anything. Like
they either were at their home that they had there, took a flight before, or was at the hotel. Like none of this was provided. No shuttles were provided. Like the con said, there was nothing provided, and they said, "Oh yeah."
And they treated the cast like just as the same as they treated everyone else, like garbage.
Yeah, they vanished, and to the point that obviously people were so pissed off, and like even the merch person vanished to where everybody was stealing stuff, and we didn't know because we were still in the main room confused. We were trying to figure out what was happening outside. That people were stealing buttons, pins, bags, autographs.
Oh, they totally needed that table.
The merch girl, she actually came up to me and a couple interns, and she handed us those tote bags and was like, start handing these out. And at that moment, I knew that it was probably over, but they hadn't made the announcement yet. So again, I was put in this like really tricky situation. Same with Manny, because he's still checking people in, mind you, at this moment.
Yeah.
Like he's still selling people things because people are buying like photo ops and passes or whatever. So I just start handing people some stuff. I was like, "Do you want this? Do you want this?" And they're like, "What's going on?" And I was like, "I will let you know as soon as I can. I'm a volunteer. I paid to be here." And as soon as I said I paid to be here, everyone was just like, "What? You're doing this and you paid to be here?" Yes, I'm a little bit crazy, but like that's beside the point. And I mean, it was just a mess from start to finish. Cause like also they when all of the people like disappeared and ran out the door, when they came back, they were like, all everybody from company and then all volunteers come in here. And this is when Manny first stops checking people in for the first time since 10:30, 11. And it's like 1:30 now, I think. I don't know. But they bring us into the like the volunteer room and they're just all crying. They're like, "I'm so sorry, go home." And we were like, "What?" They're like, "Go home. You don't need to be here. Just go home." And it was like, "I paid to be. What do you mean? Like, give us anything. We're volunteering. We have worked for you all day. We have done things for you all day, all yesterday. And you can't even look us in the eye and be like, we're canceling. We're gonna have the cast come in. We'll probably set aside some time for like potentially you guys to like meet them because you know, like helped us all day. Like we thought that potentially they would give us something for working all day."
No, instead just like, one person got that.
No, yeah, it was absolutely like it pissed me off. And they're like, "Go home." And I walk up to one of the main girls and I was like, "If I'm gonna go home, who's running the sound? Because you're gonna have all those people screaming, like you want them to scream over all of the attendees?" And they're like, "Actually, could you do that?" And I was like, "Yeah, I'll do that because I want to. Because I want to hear him. I want to see him. Because if I go home, you're screwed. If I didn't do that, there would have been no audio stuff in the morning." And so, because they didn't think that through, they just had like the speakers set up and nothing was attached to it. And I was like, "Okay, well," but so I had to bring all the microphones in and I got three to work. But because everybody was crowding, I was yelling at people to get away from the mirror because it was cutting off my signal flow to the microphones because they're wireless. And having that many people in a room makes microphones not work. So out of the four that they gave me, I got three to work in the morning and only two worked during the actual, like them, the cast talking to everybody. And so I was just kind of like pissed off because I was like, "Please, like move. I need to visualize and like see from here where I have my receivers and my soundboard to be able to make sure like everything's going okay." And I wanted to see Danielle and I did, so that was great. But like that was the only positive of the day. I got to touch her hand, hand her a microphone, and stare at her through a mirror the entire time.
Well, and like I remember like Pia started like telling people like acting like a security guard and like telling people to like move and stuff like that because like no one was listening. And there's us in the back. Like, we just stood in the back the whole time because we were trying to be respectful. And everyone's, like, crowding around. And, like, it was just so bad. Yeah. And they were supposed to go into a place where they could, like, hide. But they were led into that other room.
Yeah.
Thinking that they were going to escape the people, and ended up being led into a room of more waiting people.
Yep, and that's how people got pictures that they weren't supposed to have. They were literally screwed regardless. And so,
go ahead.
And people didn't, I was saying that people didn't even, people were still waiting. Like, when we arrived to the tavern later that day, people were still waiting there. Like, to the point that they had to go, like, they probably was in there eating at this point, waiting.
And yeah, we
they got a message.
We couldn't go like, right away because we were literally boxed in. Like, we had to wait for basically all the cars to go because we were one of the first ones to arrive. So our car was, like, trapped, basically. So we just, like, sat and waited, and which was fine because, like, we talked to Jen and a few of the other people that were, like, waiting around with her, which was pretty awesome. And yeah. But, like, yeah, when we got to the tavern, it was, like, a five-hour wait. And we were just like, well, we're just going to go walk around Conyers instead. And at that point, it was announced that the cast wasn't going to go there, which wasn't surprising to me because, like, you literally told 300-and-something people you were going to go to this tavern.
Yeah.
That was the stupidest thing. I'm sorry. I love you guys. But that was the stupidest thing.
Yeah, like, I'm telling you, Danielle did a face. She was like, I was recording her, and she made a face like, what?
Yeah, like, of course it's a safety concern. You really trust all of these people, especially when some of them, never mind.
You could say notes.
Like, it was intense. Like, I think for us, we just knew, like, we just had a feeling, and, like, let alone, we didn't expect this con to go worse, because with FearCon, it, well, look, they had a panel, we had a
Yeah, FearCon actually happened, despite all of the like, things that had gone on before, like, Imani, people were still able to, like, talk to her and hug her and get their autographs and their pictures and stuff like that. And so
that was the most efficient that company ever worked. They did not want to screw up with that.
I thought that maybe they would get that venue again because they had already held something there. But now I'm wondering if they didn't pay that venue too. And that's why they couldn't go there.
I'm just like, they had it, like, they were out here giving out autographs, con stuff, panel stuff about for FearCon that fast. But they only had to do like 3 people or 4 people there. But the fact that they fumbled this, and then, like, and what's funny is that they kind of died off. Like, within like the 3 days of the aftermath, when we were still in Georgia, we were getting emails back to back to back to back about how, oh yeah, you know, you'll be expecting a refund in 30 days or file out this, like, document.
First it was like 7 days and then like 14 days and then it was like 30 days.
Yeah, and then they were like, yeah, you know, make sure to check it out or can you send us what you purchased?
And has anyone gotten a refund yet?
No. There's Discord, there's Facebook chats, and people are saying the same thing, which is they haven't gotten anything.
I think like 2 people got refunds and that was it. Like, that's all I know is like 2 very small refunds, but nothing of the like major things. Like, there's been nothing. You know, what pisses me off too is the head of this company boasts that she's friends with Danielle and, you know, and this is what you do to your friend.
Yeah.
This is what you do to your friend.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, mommy's not going to bail you out this time.
Yeah, like, it's embarrassing because the stuff that we know behind the scenes, it is horrendously bad. It's fucked up. Because Danielle and the cast, they came here with no pay in the world. They didn't come for money, which is what people kept saying about, like, oh, they came because, you know, they were getting ass kissed or whatever. No, they came without no pay. There was no motive for money.
And exactly, and the same with the creative crew. They weren't getting paid at all. They came just because they wanted, first off, because we had said, oh, you guys should come because it would be awesome, which we're sorry, Jen and crew. But they were coming because they wanted to meet people. And because it was like a small reunion.
Literally, when we talked to Danielle, in July. She said that this con was a way for the cast to kind of have a reunion since the cancellation. And I feel like that's what hits really hard. It's like, this wasn't just a normal thing for like the cast and them wanting to meet fans. Obviously they want to meet fans, but you know, they grew to have this family over the last like 4 years of the show. And
that was like Courtney hopped on a red eye. It wasn't because Goldberg asked her. Elijah's the one that asked her.
When you're in a you know, when you're on set 7 days out of the week, 5 days out of the week, whatever it is, you know, for very long time, even like, you know, at the point like 22 hours or something, you're with the same people over and over and over again, and you create this family. And I've talked to, you know, people who've worked on set about it, and you know, it's like you really do bond over everything. And it's just upsetting, especially, you know, because Danielle was so excited for it, and you could tell she was so excited for it, and you can just see in videos and pictures that she was just fucking devastated.
Yeah, you could see the pain in her eyes, in like her entire posture at that con, or flop con, really, because it wasn't really a con, how devastated she was.
Like she even said, like, she even was like, yeah, stop, guys, you're going to make me cry again, which means that she was crying. And you can see in the pictures that she literally was crying. And, like, you can see Chris and, like, Elijah, like, getting close to her, like, hugging her while they were talking to everybody, trying to, you know, at least comfort the guests in some degree. And, like, it just really showed that these people didn't give a fuck. These people that run the company didn't give a fuck. Brush it ahead. Because if you could let your friend go out there and take a piece of you while you sat there and, like, painted this, oh, it's everybody else but me? There is no way two venues and you're not paying the cast and cast coming out to say this. There's not just Jim, there's not this Jenny. There's so many other people from other cons talking about this. There's no way. And then you were finding out more information about y'all potentially money laundering, y'all sitting here lying. Like, y'all are not paying you well. How did you have no money? How did you have to
pay where the cons? Where did the money go?
Where did the money go?
Because y'all didn't pay for anything. Y'all sat here and had people, y'all are compulsive fucking liars. Because y'all sat here to y'all last breath saying, oh, you were going to put the karaoke over to this next day. That shit never happened. Oh, we're going to sit here and do this and this and this for this event. Nothing happened.
They sold tickets for Danielle and Amino cookie decorating.
And they didn't even know about it.
The cast didn't even know about the cocktail party.
They didn't even know about the virtual one.
They didn't know about the virtual. Mystic Tours never got a list of people.
And they had people buying money for buses. I'm happy we didn't pay for that shit yet. They had people buy the tours. They had people buy these 4 to 5 shuttles that were supposed to tour us around. And that was never there. And then you know what? They still got over on people because then the tour people was like, oh, guys, we can still do a tour for you, but you got to pay more money. So people had to pay more money than what they already lost to get a somewhat tour of Covington or Conyers or whatever, or at least the Vampire Diary universe world.
And there's still people defending these people. Why? Yeah. Because you gotta shove presents in Danielle's face and rub elbows with the cast? That was worth it? That was worth it.
Yeah. That was worth. And then what fucks me up about so many people that's defending this company is y'all are under these cast sheets talking about, oh my God, I'm so sorry that you guys basically couldn't do the con. But then in the same breath, defending the people who did this shit. Y'all really believe hotels that done multiple cons at their hotel was like, nah, we're just not going to do this one for Legacies. Oh, y'all wanted them to basically let the convention people take over on them and pay them last minute? With what money? Y'all paid to work and didn't even work at the con. And then you're defending these people? These people are gone. When I said these people are gone, they're gone. They're not talking or social at all. But you got the dick eaters still talking about some, hey, look what I did this. Girl, they're with your money having a good ass time. Those times, if I wasn't paying attention to the people, the con members, they were on tours, selling lure tickets, trying to get better seats, buying autographs,
Styles tickets,
going on vacation every week and getting sick every time. They were using everybody's money to go on their own personal game. They were on vacation every other week. And then they'll be in our chat telling us, oh, I'm sick. I just came back from vacation. They were not doing work. All these messages and emails about how, they visited the Shelton Hotel, sending us pictures about how the hotel looks, sending us, and like, you think that was the final schedule? I had the OG schedule. Had the OG pictures of what the con will look like, how the chairs will look like for the Shelton Hotel. None of that shit worked. I bet you probably wasn't even a fucking Ben at the hotel they kept blaming was the reason why they couldn't get any hotel keys or confirmations. They had an excuse for everything. People bought AIP tickets for what? They didn't get nothing.
I mean, hotel even like put a sign on one of the doors downstairs saying this event is canceled. And it said Super Squad Con or FlopCon. Sorry. And at that point, they're like, oh, they're just trying to say, like, karaoke's canceled. But no, they were again lying. The event was canceled by the hotel. And they're like, the hotel's lying to everybody. And I don't know how many lies I believed, but I feel stupid about it at this point. It's like, how many times did they lie to my face? And yeah. I was like, oh, yeah, for sure.
We all did, though. We all did for months. We believed over and over. We believed Friday night. We believed Saturday morning.
We literally gave them faith. Like, they sat here and said, oh my gosh, Shadows is coming. We're going to do this and this and this. We're going to be perfectly fine. And we were like, okay, they got it.
Like, if we hadn't planned a trip around the con, you know, using this as a way for us all to get together and hang out, and we had just come for the con, like, that, I feel so bad for the people who literally just came for the con, who flew in for the con and was flying out the next day, because we at least had each other, we at least had a few days that was what we had planned to do, but, like,
yeah.
I couldn't imagine, like, we're outraged now, but I can't imagine the outrage it is to spend all that money to go there only for that con to be a scam, and then for you to have to go home empty-handed.
Yeah, and we saw a few people who literally only came for that. Like, they only had a chance to enjoy that Saturday, which was, you couldn't because nothing happened. And then they were in Covington, you know, walking around and getting the tour on Sunday, and then they had to leave on Monday. So we met a few other, like, hand-ins who were also thinking like us and decided to go home around, like, Tuesday. But, like, there were people who literally only came for the con. They flew in that day before the con, and they didn't even have the con. Like, it's fucked up to know that people spent, like, and these people came from across the world. Like, this is not even just, like, people within the States. These people came from other fucking places of the country, got here, and not once the con ever happened.
Like, Pia?
And then you had, like, literally, like, several flights to get here. For what? For us to get gaslit?
Like, me and Manny are lucky that all we had was, like, a 9-hour drive. And, like, that's still kind of a lot, but we were lucky that it was just a 9-hour drive and that we had pre-booked, like, staying in Covington for the week prior.
Yeah.
But it was just kind of like, holy hell, I can't believe how many people spent thousands to get there.
Exactly. And for us, like, for me, my flight was, like, on like an hour and a half, but like it was like a, like several fucking delays, but it was an hour and a half flight. I think I paid like $200 for my ticket, so it wasn't a lot, but for us, we already like planned to meet up with each other regardless. The con just came at a convenient time where it was like, okay, that's a bonus, but we're going to meet each other regardless. So we already planned like Airbnbs, places we want to visit. So like we made the best of our trip, which we had an amazing time, but some people literally did not even know where they were going to stay, and it was like 2 weeks before the con because they were waiting on hotel information.
Or when they couldn't get the hotel and they had no idea. Like, imagine being in Atlanta and not having a hotel room.
Yeah.
Where are you going to go? Like, what are you going to do?
And, And like people were still asking them about like, hey, like, what about the hotel? Like, you know, I didn't buy anything yet. And then that's when people start to ask us about like, what, like, how, what did we do? And we're like, oh yeah, we already got everything handled. Like, we got things handled like within like 3 months of completely having our ticket. So it like, we already knew what we're doing, but a lot of people didn't have that. And it was messed up that this company was like, oh yeah, well, okay. And what's funny is that it's been a week since the FlopCon, and there's no email.
It's been
there's
2 weeks.
It's been like 2 weeks now. Yeah, it's been like basically 2 weeks, and the email stopped. The emails about what we missed all stopped. There's nothing really there.
But it's like people forgotten about it too.
It's like everybody kind of forgot. Like the news came around, and you know, people did news videos and articles, whatever. But like, it's kind of died down. Like nobody's really like talking about it.
What I don't understand is how did they think they were going to pull this off?
The audacity.
Like, did they think they were going to pry their way out of it?
Yeah, they did. It's kind of hilarious because I'm just like, I didn't give a fuck. I didn't.
You know what, that is so spoiled rich girl behavior. I'm just going to cry my way out of everything. It's fucking clueless.
I don't know how true this is, but I did overhear someone saying that, and like behind the scene doors, the head person asking her parents to pay him some money so that way she didn't immediately go to jail.
Yeah. Yeah. She called mommy and got money. That's what the owner of the studio, dance studio, said. She called mommy and she wired her some money so that he got a little bit of money.
Yeah, and he knew that he was going to get the rest. He knew he was going to get the rest. And we also heard about
I think pretty sure the hotel and the dance studio are suing them for defamation or whatever. But then also the talent's lawyers or whatever should also be going after them for what they've done as well. Not to mention, we could probably file a civil suit.
Yeah. A class action lawsuit.
A class action lawsuit. That's right. Yep.
We were talking to one of the other volunteers. He was a dad, and his lawyer friend said that he would get involved if like enough of us genuinely wanted to do a class action lawsuit.
I mean, honestly, between Airbnb costs and flights or hotel costs and car rentals and stuff like that, you should. We should.
Yeah.
Because they, yeah, like, people they stole our money. And they don't deserve to be walking around being swept under the rug.
Yeah. Because some people are really talking about it. Like, it was just like, oh yeah, this thing that happened in Legacy is when, no, in reality, they literally took money and ran with it and then painted the scenario and had their fans support and lie for them.
Yeah,
that's when, in reality, this kind of never going to happen.
They scammed us. They scammed everyone. They stole probably over $100,000 worth of money, and they're getting away with it.
Yeah. And the quiet one, Mrs. Emails, oh, you wild. Emails was down horrendously with the scams. So once again, we're just informing you guys about what happened with this. Like, we basically kept it cool and calm, and if you didn't watch my drunken rant a couple weeks ago, but this con was a flop from the beginning. It wasn't going to happen. There was no prep. The people that got pictures weren't supposed to get pictures, some of them, of course. And the cast was not protected as they promised on their own policy. People were put at risk with facts of COVID, safety, weapons, because not everybody got checked.
Volunteers basically ran the con because the company couldn't be adult.
And even attendees were also being basically the con runners while they were still going to collect money with fucking pictures that never came. So they continue to collect money until the last break, which is the cast ending it for them.
Knowing it was canceled, they were still taking money.
Yep. Yeah. So don't feel bad. Honestly, hopefully you guys will remember what they did. Once again, they still owe autographs. They finally decided to mention all the other stuff they forgot to give, such as the season 3 stuff and whatever, everything
but,
else.
People but they're mentioning. They're taking a break from event planning now.
Yeah, instead of taking a break from events, they should have took a break with the FearCon. Once again, I've never looked into an eye of someone being so fully confident in lying. They are the best liar in the universe. They should file for whatever that thing is when they win an award. You are the best liar on the fucking planet. For you to look into two people's eyes, have this calm voice, this like, and this is the posture of them, like so intrigued. I know everything's gonna work out. Shuttles, we're perfectly gonna be fine, and milk that shit to the last minute of that con. This is a special place for you in prison, ma'am. I don't know what to tell you. Like, I can't believe it. You lied completely to so many people. Like, I can't believe it. Like, what if people still stayed home? Like, what if people still waiting for the shuttles as this person lied? Wow. And guys, it was a mess. Like, we're only telling you like light work things because like I had a few videos of just ridiculous. Just there was a person that was filming, like that was like on live at the con showing you the debacle. It was a mess. Everybody was standing, walking around, walking in and out. You can like anybody could have walked in that bitch and put anybody at risk. Like it was just a mess. You didn't even know who was volunteers at this point. Like people were getting microphones, talking, doing trivia. Like I didn't pay for a trivia.
I did actually, I forgot about that. So because I was the person that they kept coming to do audio stuff. They're like, can you run like trivia? And I was like, sure. And so they had this other girl. I don't even know if she was a volunteer or if she was like the company. Because she was like, oh, we like had planned to do trivia later. So like, I don't really know what to do. So that's why she started asking the most weird questions.
When I say the questions were weird, they were weird. They were like, who ships this ship? Who ships Hope and X? Who ships her and Roman? No Landon. Oh, I don't watch the show. I haven't watched the Vampire Diaries. I'm just playing. Well, I think they didn't watch it. I think they watched Legacies. They said they knew all the stuff through Twitter.
Yeah.
Who's your favorite character? No. Should I be get off the stage?
The crickets when when the crickets like, when the Dark Hood sister was said.
Is your favorite character this person? Like six people when they hit up. Like, what happened? I'm like, you're supposed to be the number one Twitter popular one. You're the reason why the show got canceled. So why only six people raising their hand up? Six people raised their hand up for you to be their favorite character. That's embarrassing. At least one of the characters, well, at least one of the cosplayers stayed in character.
Yeah.
Like
the whole weekend.
Yeah, the whole weekend for sure. It's all year round. Damn, I'm surprised nobody knows them bleed, you know, the way that everything works out. Damn. Time with those comments. But, I mean, besides the con being a flop, it was so happy. It was an amazing time meeting a lot of Hannons, you know, talking in Covington. It was a fun time. Elijah, he did keep it, you know, he met up with some of us at the, was it Vampire Stalker?
Yeah,
we had to keep it very, very quiet.
Yeah, and you know what's funny? Is that we're in Vampire Stalker. We heard more information from his side about how they tried to paint, like how Ben literally didn't know anything was happening. And they all told Ben and like was saying how he was lucky he didn't come there and how they tried to paint Leo as like the person who like was the one that was being like rude or mean about not coming. He just knew he was a flop. He just knew not to trust his con. And I'm happy he didn't. Because imagine him, the most professional is one, because he's been in this industry since he was like fucking 10, dealing with this nonsense at his age. Like, they, like, literally Elijah was spilling the tea on Twitter and even IRL. Like, I'm shopping for my hoodie over there, and I was like, damn, like, now I'm spilling the tea in the store. Like, it was a mess.
No, I think he was spilling it to you, Carrie, yeah. Your group, that he was like, yeah.
It was because we were like, we volunteered, and then he just opened up. And we were like, okay.
Yeah, I was like, Jesus Christ, not the tea being spilled. Like, it was a mess. But most of the stuff that he said was already stuff that we witnessed and also about the cast and how everybody basically wasn't even staying at the hotel. Like, it was just a mess. And it's frustrating because they literally got money off the cast, and the cast literally didn't get nothing in return. They just got harassed. Like, wow. They wasted money for a flight.
But the fact that Elijah was so classy that he did do, like, he came and, like, he didn't announce anything, but he came and he, you know, talked to some people and, like, just, like, if you were there, you were there, and you got to meet him, and if you weren't, then tough out of luck.
Yeah.
That's why, like, we got our
we got our little autographs and pictures, and we had such a good time because, you know, he knew us, which was an amazing thing. Amazing things happened that day. I'm not even going to hold you. So many amazing things happened that, like, 2 days.
It was so weird because, like, as much as the con, like, fell through and was shit, I had so much fun.
Yeah.
From the time, like, things went downhill to the time we had to leave on, like, Sunday night, it was, like, I met so many amazing people. I technically did get to meet Danielle. That was, like, what I wanted. And then it was just,
I said I was just happy to be in the same fucking room as her.
Yeah. Right?
I wish I was tall. Like, I should have jumped on somebody's shoulders. Like, maybe I could have.
And Danielle did get her book, so I'm happy about that.
Oh, yeah. She got her book, y'all. So she obviously will read your messages at some point. And, yeah. That was one thing we accomplished, and we did it. We also...
Jenny got her book, too.
Jenny also got her
book. Jenny's going to get her book. Yeah. She's going to get it.
She's going to get it. Yeah. So we did make sure that Danielle and Jenny both got their books that we brought. But yeah, like, we got to meet so many hand-ins in Covington, which was awesome.
It was amazing.
You guys. You know, and then we got to meet Elijah, which was awesome.
Sorry if we were awkward.
Oh, God, no, for real.
I was, like, literally so nervous. Because when you guys walked into the con, I was like, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God, it's them. And then and I felt like such a freaking creep because I had followed you on Twitter, watched your freaking podcast, but I don't tweet anything. I would put myself out there. So I was just like, hey, I know a lot about you. I watch a lot of the same shows that you guys watch. I even start watching shows because you recommend them on Twitter. And then
oh, wow.
I was like, damn. But I did it. I talked to you in the
end. You said something to me at the venue. And I was like, oh my God, someone knows who the fuck I am. It was like this weird thing because you mentioned the podcast and I was like, oh my God, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And we never, because we don't see people, right? And so, like, we interact with people, like, through text or whatever, but we don't see people. And this was more like, oh, we're just going to do it for ourselves and people can listen to us just be, like, weird, you know? So
yeah. Like, it was wild because then this whole time I was in a con talking shit. I was like, when they were doing the trivia, I was like, all right, come the fuck on now. And there's one person listening to me, like, literally laughing at what I was saying. And then find out that was a hand-in that's on Twitter that I see tweets from. I was like, oh my God, you're a hand-in? I didn't even know. I was already talking so much shit. Like, well, more so just like about the trivia questions being asked. But I was like, damn, like, so many hands were here.
We had these two people come up to us when we were in front of the grill, when we were, like, in the square, and we were sitting down on the benches, and they came up to us, and we thought that they wanted to take a picture of the clock tower and that we were in the way, and they were like, no, actually, we want to take a picture with you guys, and we were like...
No, because somebody did that, like, a minute before, I think. There was a girl trying to take a picture, and her mom was over there, so I was like, okay, we're going to walk the way. And then we were like, oh, we're sorry, we're in your way. We're going to move out the way because there's, like, six of us. And I'm like, no, picture with you. I'm like, you know, I don't know. Like, what? I didn't expect anything. But it was amazing to see, like, that compared to, like, how much hated hands were on Twitter, we were literally thriving at this con, regardless of the outcome of it being a flop. But we all met each other. We all were laughing and giggling about this moment. And it was a good time. Like, that week was...
I did have somebody else when I was waiting in the room. Like, I was, like, me and Pia were, like, in the corner of that small room after we checked in, which turns out to be, like, the people who hadn't checked in yet, so I don't know why the fuck we were in there. Somebody, like, across the way was, like, And I was like, me? Oh, I don't know. So when we do this podcast, I don't know what y'all look like, who watch. I don't know what you guys look like. I know what my friends look like because we do this, you know, pretty much every week for the last 2 years. So it was like a weird, because I even told them, like, before we did this con, I was like, what do we do when people come up to us, or if we're going to have anybody come up to us?
Because we're all just very awkward.
We never really knew how successful this podcast was, but I think it was even just a few people, but after this weekend, we were like, wow, we do have, like, some sort of impact on not only the Legacy fandom, but the Handan fandom.
I hope we weren't that awkward. I feel like I handled it very well. Like, I was the one that was talking the most.
I feel like for me, it's for me and Naj, because we show our faces. Like, we're the face of the Handan Weekly. Like, when we talked to Danielle, like, she saw Naj right away and knew automatically who...
Don't bring that up.
People, I was like, if I don't talk, no one will know who I am.
And literally... She was like, I know from your voice. I was like, see, like, it's
not that much. I'm so glad that you came up and said something to us, though.
Yeah, because we were literally lost. Like, we came in and we were like, what the fuck is going on here? Like, people, lines.
Yeah.
As soon as people were like, oh, you're the Handan Weekly. Are you from the Handan Weekly? And I'm like, damn, these people that watch this podcast are real?
and it kept going after, like, the con. Like, randomly it will be like a bakery or something like that, and someone's like, oh yeah, you're the Handan.
We were sitting down at the tavern, and we were having lunch or dinner with some people, and this girl walked up and was like, are you Iz? And I was like, but it turns out to be my brother's friend, so it was okay for that part. but it was weird, because it's like, I don't know who you are, and you know who I am, and it's like.
The con was a flop, but
meeting y'all and you guys coming up to us.
It's a very surreal feeling. I think that's what it is. Yeah. Is that because, like, we just did this for fun and we love doing it, and we're just like regular people, you know, like we're not, you know, Danielle and you know, like that, but. It's the fact that people listen to us just be like completely chaotic.
Yeah. We were worse. We were just IRL. Like, I'm not going to hold you. Like, I was just venting my ass off. I was venting. Not going
to
hold y'all.
Naj and I were actually just texting yesterday about
what happened there.
Saturday night, not going to lie, we went back to the Airbnb and we got drunk.
I drank a whole ass bottle of wine because I know something. Like, I was so mad. Like, it was like, yeah.
I would look away for like a second, and like one more glass from the wine, like one more bit of the wine would be gone. And be like,
you not know.
You gave Veronica like a little bit. You gave Veronica like she had like a little bit of it.
No, for real. Like, I gave her a glass, and then I like end up drinking the whole shit. I was like, I was gone. I was so mad because like. We were finding out information as the day went on, and it was amping me up so more, because then we couldn't talk about it. And I was like, well, fuck, like, well, what can I possibly do?
I like when we were at the tavern, and we hadn't eaten all day, and so we're all starving, and we're sitting at the tavern, and Alex orders a beer, and the waitress brings her two beers, and she's just like, I didn't order two. She's like, well, you have two now, and Alex is like, okay, cool. And then, like, I don't know how much longer later, we get our food, and she goes, did I drink that beer already? I'm like, yeah, you did. She's like,
no, for real? I looked over, and I was like, yeah, she gets it. Because the way I dunked on that Malibu, what was it called? That pineapple Malibu?
Malibu and pineapple.
Yeah, I demolished
the people that we were with, they ordered a drink, and I had a sip of it. Because I was driving, so I didn't want to, like, you know, drink and, you know, drive. And I'm a fucking lightweight, like, you can ask my friends. I had one and a half drinks and I was passed the fuck out. I don't, like, legit, I don't remember it. Nothing.
You remember asking me to take your socks off?
I don't remember. You had to take my fucking pants off too.
Side story to that is I was walking out to get water and she was trying to take her pants off, but she, you know, when someone lays down and they're trying to take their pants off, but they don't want to get up to take the rest of their pants off. So I just walk by, grab her pants and yank them off. And then yank her socks off, and then I just throw them to the side, and I go get my water, and then I walk back into my room.
We were having a conversation. So on Sunday, we were having a conversation, like everybody, and we were like talking, and they were talking about stuff that I said, and I don't remember any of it. What was some of the stuff I said? Because it was on live.
My titties are out.
Yeah, I was like. The thing is, I don't remember some of the stuff that I did, but I don't think I was that gone. I just think they just...
No, this clip that you posted on your story of PM trying to put out makeup.
I was like...
Watch the live, Carrie? Did you watch the Saturday one?
Yeah, it was like late in the day.
I was in the town square with a bunch of people that we had met, and we were going to like all the different shops and stuff late Saturday.
Oh, that would have been so
cool. Nadja and I went live on her Instagram, and I don't remember fucking any of it.
Yeah, we were going through it, but yeah, that pretty much was the main thing that happened. Well, that we can say that is.
But yeah,
make sure if y'all was at the con, let us know. You can literally find an article and video about what happened. We met the people that were in that video, like we all went through it, like it was ridiculous. But
I'm seeing a lot of those videos.
Discuss this with everybody else as well, like you, Robin and Naj and stuff. But we possibly will have another episode maybe on this with a certain somebody else who kind of has a little bit more knowledge on.
She couldn't make it today because of working.
Who has a little bit more knowledge on kind of inside things, you guys know who it is. I don't have to say her name for you guys to know who she is. But yeah, so be on the lookout for that once she's free and able to do it.
So for anybody that's still doubting, we will give you some more stuff to not doubt about.
Also, watch Gotham Knights. Support.
Yes.
I know it's a CW, guys, and we hate the CW, but
please go support them. You know, please go out there. It comes out March 15th, I believe, like the 15th, 14th. I can't remember what day it is. 2023. So
we'll be streaming.
On the flip side of that, also watch National Treasure on Disney Plus and Save Warrior Nun.
Love you, man. Yeah, and Wednesday.
Save Warrior Nun.
get on the wave your wavelength. But yes, guys, that was another episode of us.
Streak of Lights.
And thank you, Carrie,
for being another thing where it's like we're streaming. It's streaming so Jen can have a.
It's kind of chaotic when we film because like, and this is, and you can attest, this is what we're like in real life too. Like there's no, you know, we're not faking it for the cameras. This is literally what we're like.
I sat on the bench where Arya sat.
Again.
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
Wonderful. You know, where his
butt was. I got another picture on my bench, my handed bench.
Yeah, but, thank you guys. Until next time, we'll see you guys with another episode. And hopefully, let us know what your opinions were. Like, were you at the con? Let us know in the comment section down below. Yeah, and in the end game. Like, if
confirmed.
Bye. Bye.